Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, but, and I came back to the conclusion is it's still a freaking disaster, yeah. Man. It's one of those things where you're like, what's next? You know, because I see, and I'm not shocked by the get rid of everybody, blow everything up, and start over from the studs. Mm-hmm. Okay, can people who say that deal with that? Can you deal with being the Jets right now? Can you deal with being the hold on,
you are the Jets right now.
But no, but I'm saying no. It's gonna get worse. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about moving everybody and blowing up everything, you are
right.
Gonna be worse than
that. But you know what I mean, though. No. Like, I think we sort of view ourselves as not them.
The Jets are just watch the Jets play.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
The Falcons at least look like they're comparable at stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Jets look like, what the hell is going on?
Understood, but like at the same time, they're 2-8, we're 3-7.
I understand that.
Right.
Again, we're cool on that part. But it's different. It is different down there. Okay. Like, they're getting rid of their best players and mm-hmm. all those different things like that.
Right, right, right.
You see that?
They're in the process of accepting.
Yeah, accepting.
We're still not trying to accept.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. And the one thing about this whole experiment, when people say that, it don't work. It don't. It does. And I'm not going to say it don't work. A lot of times it doesn't work. Very rarely do you have a Detroit Lions situation, because it was horrible when Dan got there, and now you see where they are. Mm-hmm. And I always ask the question, are you willing to wait? Like, when you talk about get rid of people, like, you still have a lot of good young players that are mm-hmm. still on their rookie deal. Right. So you're not moving those dudes. I know that when you look at where they are, who is going to be their quarterback in the future? Don't know. And so they're in this pickle right now where it's like, do you all the way rebuild? Can you call it a rebuild if you keep? Well, you're going to keep a lot of young players anyway, because, again,
right, they're under contract.
They're under contract.
They're going to be here.
But who do you move? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, on this Falcons team, who do you move where you think you're going to get some extra value for?
Yeah.
Maybe Chris Lindstrom?
I don't know. Yeah, right. But that's unfortunately.
Yeah, like, maybe him?
The fact that this is kind of even the conversation at all is, to me, proof that you kind of are there. Right?
Yeah. Like, but that's what I'm saying.
You don't talk about it unless you're thinking about it for good reason.
Yeah. Right? And I'm not saying that the Falcons, that's what they're thinking right now. You know, they're thinking about hell.
No, they're not. They're thinking about beating the Saints.
Let's go win a damn game, you know, with the Saints. But I'm at that point, like, I don't know if they can. Like, they are. It's not even the fact is that they're how bad their record. They just don't win games. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen anything like this. You know, just a team, a constant theme with an organization is this.
Right. Exactly. And that's why counter argument is, well, look, like, you could tear it down to the studs. You did that 5 years ago. And you did it 5 years ago because of the fact that you were here, right? Like, this is why I say this is the worst it's been since the 0-5 Dan Quinn. The rest of that year was just whatever. Like, it played out, and, you know, then you got a new general manager and you got a new head coach and you tried to rebuild back up. And unfortunately, you're right back in that same spot.
But
right?
is there like, somebody out here who can get that stench off?
Exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is you hit the reset button 5 years ago and seemingly got it wrong with everybody that you replaced, right?
Yeah.
So now you have to try to do that again.
Right.
And it's going to be the same people picking the
replacements. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the same. That's what I'm saying. Like, so, that's what, when I saw this yesterday, like, Terry didn't pick Raheem.
Right.
Terry had no, I don't think Terry had a say in who the next head coach was.
I don't think so either.
Just
I think
like,
that's why when they fired the last one, he wasn't at the
just
press
like
conference.
They didn't have a say in if Arthur Smith was going to be the head coach.
Right. I think those are separate entities that are asked to work in unison.
And that's why I don't get, like, like, why, if you're going to hire a person to run your team, get the players, get the buy the mm-hmm. groceries or whatever,
sure.
why can't you let them hire find the cook? I'm not I saying agree. That they need to let Terry find no – I'm just asking these questions. I'm like, this is two head coaches they're about to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
and the guy who's in charge of your personnel ain't had a say in either one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, this is dysfunctional to me.
Right. I also think if we're taking it a step further than this and saying, like, okay – because we were talking about some of the college coaching searches
yes.
before the show, and we'll
yes.
get back into that later with yeah. James Franklin going to Virginia Tech and all that. Like, when we look at LSU right now, we ask, are they, like, the dysfunction that they're causing, are they costing themselves a potential top-tier coach?
Yes.
Like, when we get back into the marketplace and the best personnel people or potential general managers or coaches or whatever are looking at this job, are they looking at it, well, I can't really go there and do what I want.
Right.
I got to go there and kind of be able to do some of what I want, but they've got a specific thing that they're looking for, and I got to answer to this guy, and I got to meet with this guy on Mondays, and I got to do this and that. Like, is the structure of the way things work here costing you the best of the best?
I think it is.
Because I think it probably is.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
Yeah, and so,
which then means you have got to take it a step further because, okay, you tried the coach a bunch of times. This will be the, if they get rid of Raheem Morris, this will be the fourth coach we've covered, right?
Right.
If they get rid of Terry Fontenot, it'll be the third general manager we've covered. We've
right.
been doing the show for a while, but not that long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams that have had one coach and one general manager in that period of time. So do you go a step higher? I mean, there's presidents of football, there's CEOs, there's things like that.
Yes.
I mean, but we also understand that's probably not going to change.
And that's the part about it is like when you're at this point where you're talking about, because I do believe wholeheartedly Arthur Blank wants to win. I don't think anybody gets his business. Not, I mean, I just want to make a lot of money and all those things. But sometimes, you know, the loyalty, because it goes back to you know, the Falcon for Life thing, you know, and again, I got no problem with being loyal to people. I really, really don't.
No, I love it.
I love it.
In
but,
life.
But in business.
Exactly.
Like, it's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to, like, I know Mr. Blank got contacts on top of that. He has what people in the league look at as a football guy, as his right-hand man. Rich McKay is one of the most well-respected people in the business. Period.
Yes.
Period. And so when you have that.
Outside of the fan base of the team that he
yes,
runs.
Yes.
Right.
But I'm talking about leaks.
Sure, right.
Yes. Yeah. Other
front office
yes,
people.
He
other,
is,
right.
Yes. They view right. him as that way. And rightfully so. He deserves that. He's been in the business. Very smart man. But who is here to take that? Who? Because they keep telling you he's on the business side. He's getting the stadium, all that stuff done.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not true. Now, where do you go if you're trying to restart this organization? You got to find somebody else. You got to go a different path from the hiring. One thing about billionaires is hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
They're billionaires for a damn reason. You know, and Arthur Blank, very smart man. We understand that. But how do you get more football guys, a different football guy, a different football view? Because not right. everybody views the game the same way.
Well, because that would be my pushback slightly. Like, you're right about the way Rich McKay's legacy is viewed.
Yes.
But I also think, like, eras shift and times change.
I agree.
And maybe he was a brilliant football mind in the 90s and early 2000s. And maybe the game has changed.
I would say this. He's still a brilliant football mind, but he hasn't adapted. I don't like that it was.
Okay.
No, he's still, you know.
Maybe he's not fit for this era.
And that could be it.
Or maybe, I don't know, this is going to not be what people want to hear.
What?
Maybe he's genuinely not involved enough.
And that, like, could be it.
Maybe
he's not involved.
And I know no one wants to hear that. We're just spitballing.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe he actually is over there and he's sort of allowed all this stuff to take place.
Then
who's next in line?
Then who would be next in line?
To do what?
To do the hiring and all that other stuff.
Well, the guy's name is Greg Beatles, who's actually the president of the Falcons
okay.
at this point.
Who is the okay. So.
But we always kind of stop here
yes.
with this conversation
yes.
because we don't actually know the inner workings of the upper ends of the front office.
Yes.
But the problem is we keep coming back here.
Yes.
Like this is what the conversation leads back to every year or every couple of years when you have to hire and fire and start over and all of this stuff. And my thought is pretty simple, and it's not a personal comment on any of these people. I don't know really what their duties are or what they do, but what I do know is that they've been in charge of a corporation that has failed for a while now.
Yes.
And, you know, when the CEO of Boeing is putting planes out that are crashing, they fire him and they replace everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, essentially, you're just saying, okay, whatever it is that we're doing wrong, we've tried it at this level to fix it, and it hasn't worked at the player level. We've tried to fix it at the coaching level. That hasn't been enough. We've tried the general manager. That hasn't been enough. Like, if I'm running a thing, like, we got a fresh start from the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's really hard,
that
too.
It's hard.
Then you have to go out. Now you're not just looking for the hot coordinator to be your head coach or the hot shot front office salary cap guru or whatever Terry Fontenot was, the player personnel guy that everybody loves.
Right.
Now you're looking for a guy who's got a 30-year resume in football that can come in and build an organization.
Yes.
And those guys don't grow on trees.
Bill Parcells ain't out there. Yeah. Those guys like
that's
that.
The thing.
Then they're not.
Those guys are hard
to find.
That's
what I'm saying. So where do you – like
– I don't.
Because you're – I mean, that is a big problem. That's, in my opinion, one of the biggest problem. But then you – what do you need in this league to win? You got to have a quarterback to win.
Right.
And now you don't know what's going on with that position. And everything that this year has been, or this since this new regime, the new head coach and everything has been here, it's been from the coordinators to the debacle at quarterback to everything. I'm not upset about the draft pick thing like a lot of other people are, because you did get James Pearson. He looked like he's going to be a dude.
Yeah, he looks
like he's going to be a dude.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be a
dude. But the hard part, though, is just in the immediate.
If
we're trying to reset the thing, you don't even have a first round
pick. Then you look at it, well, he can be for. He's a first round
pick.
That's
right. And also, if you're really going to blow it up,
you
can move guys and you'll get first round picks. I mean,
who's
the Jets
here?
Just got a bunch of first round picks. You know what I mean? Like,
they gave away an all-pro player.
Falcons have some all-pro players.
They're going to get you a first-round pick?
I don't know. Again, I never know who's getting what. I wouldn't have thought Sauce Gardner would get you two first-round picks.
That is true.
But A.J. Terrell's pretty good.
Would he get you first?
I don't know. But I don't want to trade these guys either.
Me neither.
Like, I that's my problem, too, is coming back from the whole beginning of the season. We weren't lying to you when we said there was talented players on the roster. Now, I didn't know how the quarterback thing was going to play out, understandably, and it's gone worse than you would have thought. Now he's out for maybe the rest of the year. But there are talented.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Talented players on the roster, but there's talented players on every roster. Even the worst teams in the NFL have talented players. It's the damn NFL.
Yeah.
You just have to find a way to use them correctly and win games. Ugh, yuck. All right, we'll come back and tell you what's trending to kick the show off. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.